Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Saturday, February 18th, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin with last night's WWE SmackDown Live on Fox from the Bell Center in Montreal. From the time he was introduced by the ring announcer, Zayn silently yet emotionally stood in the ring and received a 5-minute, 32-second standing ovation and series of chants from the hometown crowd before he began his promo, which he kept brief.
Tomorrow night is not just Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn. Tomorrow night is Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn and the entire city of Montreal. You are going down!
The program revolved around tonight's WWE Championship match between Reigns and Zayn, with much of the conversation and several video packages dedicated to the story of the Bloodline. Gunther also defended the Intercontinental title after powerbombing and pinning Madcap Moss. Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy interrupted a segment featuring Hit Row working in tandem to lay out Top Dollar and Ashanti the Adonis. Wyatt then cut a promo threatening the winner of tonight's Brock Lesnar-Bobby Lashley match at Elimination Chamber.
Excuse me, now that I am once again in control of myself, in control of my family, I wanted to be the first to tell you this tomorrow night. Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, whichever one of you walks out alive, whichever one of you is the winner, no, you should run.
In other results, Sheamus and Drew McIntyre defeated the Viking Raiders. Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey defeated Natalya and Shotzi when Rousey tapped Shotzi out with an armbar, and Asuka defeated Liv Morgan by submission with an armbar. During that match, one by one, Asuka and Morgan's opponents in tonight's Women's Elimination Chamber match began to assemble around ringside. After the match, everyone took turns attacking each other, ending with a stare-down between Asuka and Morgan. Also on the show, Karrion Kross menaced Rey Mysterio during an interview segment. Montreal's Bell Center will also play host to WWE's Elimination Chamber coming up tonight on Peacock and the WWE Network. In more WWE news, Vince McMahon's asking price for WWE is $9 billion, according to a report from Bloomberg yesterday. That number exceeds the previously reported sale price of $8.5 billion and 37% greater than WWE's current estimated market value of $6.5 billion. Bloomberg reporter Lucas Shaw speculated that potential buyers may be skeptical to make an offer at that price, and Shaw later tweeted that traditional media companies would be the least likely suitors for WWE, with the more likely outcomes being entertainment holding company Endeavor, which also owns the UFC, or Middle Eastern investors, which may be a reference to recent rumors of offers from Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. The report indicates media companies such as Netflix and Disney may be hesitant to do business with WWE, due partly to McMahon's involvement and hesitation over having to deal with potential scandals and other unwanted baggage connected to the personal lives of WWE talent. A pre-taped edition of AEW Rampage aired 3 hours earlier than usual due to NBA All-Star Game weekend festivities taking precedence on the TNT cable network. The show was taped immediately following Wednesday night's live Dynamite program from the Sames Auto Arena in Laredo, Texas. In the opening match, the Elite successfully defended the AEW World Trios title against AR Fox and Top Flight, with Kenny Omega pinning Dante Martin to score the win for his team.
As Nick Jackson, the Escalera!
Beautiful moves.
Wiping out Fox and Dante.
Kenny just hit the V-trigger.
A V-trigger connects.
It's over if he hits it.
Darius is fighting it, but I think Kenny's got him locked in. Yes.
Oh, one winged angel. Two, three.
This was the Elite's second successful defense against Fox and Top Flight in the past 10 days. TBS champion Jade Cargill took her undefeated record to 51-0 with a win over Vert Vixen. Cargill previously defended the title against Vert Vixen on Rampage last December. In other results, Ricky Starks beat Daniel Garcia of the Jericho Appreciation Society, and Dustin Rhodes defeated Swerve Strickland by disqualification. Strickland drew the DQ due to outside interference from Parker Boudreaux. Keith Lee then made his return to AEW TV for the first time since being attacked by Mogul Associates last December, saving Rhodes from a post-match attack from Strickland and Bordeaux. Turning to Mexico, CMLL ran their weekly Friday night show in their home building of Arena Mexico. The main event featured the finals of the Increíble de Parejas tournament, which is a Tecnico teamed up with a Rudo, and the pair is forced to cooperate. Averno and Místico defeated Soberano Jr. and Templario to win the A-team tournament, which began during last Friday night show. The semi-main event was an A-team tag team match, which saw Angel De Oro, Barbero Cavanario, Rocky Romero, and Titan defeat Gran Guerrero, Oraculo, Ultimo Guerrero, and Volador Jr. Marcelo and Zeusis also wrestled to a 10-minute draw in a one-fall match and brawled afterwards. Live-streamed as a pay-per-view, according to the Lucha blog, the show will be available to watch on CMLL's YouTube page on March 5th. And we close with some unfortunate news. Michigan-based photographer, historian, and publisher Brian Bucantis passed away yesterday at the age of 73 after a long battle with cancer. Involved for over 40 years in the publishing side of things on the Michigan wrestling scene, Bucantis launched the independent fanzine known as Arena in 1972, but gained greater notoriety first with the Stranglehold magazine working for Dick the Bruiser's WWA, and then taking over production of the Body Press program for the Sheik's big-time wrestling promotion. Eventually, Bucantis' Arena publishing would notably include the record collector's magazine Goldmine, as well as many other publications. Bucantis was an accomplished photographer of Detroit wrestling, even using his photography as the basis of the 2007 book This Saturday Night. In 2002, Arena Publishing purchased the rights to the assets of Pro Wrestling Enterprises from Norman Keitzer, which included such classic publications as Wrestling Review, The Wrestling News, and The Ring Wrestling. Bucantis would revive Wrestling Review for a number of years thereafter. Bucantis' sale of Pro Wrestling Enterprises' assets to Arcadian Vanguard in 2020 directly led to the reinvention and relaunch of The Wrestling News last year. A quote from Arcadian Vanguard president Brian Last: "Without Brian Bucantis, this podcast would not exist today. He was a tremendous person, and I am honored to have known him." Brian Bucantis was 73. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the Wrestling News 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The Wrestling News can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.